We're doing outstanding.
I was doing great up until now.
Wow.
That'll be a first.
Looks like it'll just be me and Tracy doing the interview.
No, I'll stick around.
You're going to stick around for it?
Yeah.
He'll take a nap.
What's going on today, Trace? How are you doing?
Nothing. Just running around, trying to get things organized, getting ready for Christmas.
Are you starting your Christmas shopping, or are you finalizing it?
Oh, I don't Christmas shop.
Oh, you don't?
Christmas is about the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
Is that about presents?
A little bit about presents. I'm a giver, Tracy. I don't. Everybody always say, "What do you want for Christmas?" I got everything I need.
Yeah, it's about honoring the man we should honor every day we're alive.
I agree with you there.
It's a good attitude.
Yeah.
Why don't you take it, Monty?
Now, could you do me a favor and convince my grandson?
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, that doesn't go too far when they're, you know.
Tracy Ringlesby here in the... All right, Tracy, a couple things. The Justin Smoke and Daniel Murphy rumors out there as possible destinations for the Rockies. A lot of smoke there, or is it no pun intended?
Pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended there. A lot of smoke there, or is it just rumor right now?
Well, I think it's all rumor. I mean, one thing I can guarantee you is that none of those things are coming from anybody in the Rockies organization.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for a first baseman. I mean, last week, the Denver Post was writing that they were going after Edwin Encarnacion,
right,
who's only got $26 million guaranteed in the next year and can't play. He's a DH. I mean, it's agents who want to get their players' names out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that the Rockies wouldn't sign one of those guys, but I'm not sure that they're necessarily upgrades over what they already have.
Would it be worth their while to go after a Smoke at first base or Murphy's second baseman, right?
First baseman, second baseman.
Yeah.
Murphy would be interesting because he kind of protects them at two positions where they're not sure what they're going to do, right? I mean, they've got young guys they'd like to give a chance to. But that's the other thing is, you know, if McMahon comes in spring training and tears everything apart, and if Hampson comes in spring training and plays the way he's played throughout his career, how do you tell them, no, we've signed a guy for a year that's worn out and nobody else wanted?
Mm-hmm.
I think you try to do some stuff to protect yourself, but you also have to be careful. I mean, it's a very delicate balance to figure out what to do because you have these guys that you say they're prime prospects, and they've gotten their feet wet, so all of a sudden you say, no, we don't want those guys anymore. I mean, the Rockies have had much more success developing players than they have trying to bring players in.
Do you think McMahon and Hampson are ready to make that jump? I mean, my thinking is, we talked about this last week after we had you on, the Rockies need to let these guys just go out there and play, right? I mean, that's the whole thing, and
yeah,
it let McMahon and Hampson make mistakes and go out there and have a full season to see what they can do. Is that what you think?
Just like they let big league players go out, right, and go through a full season,
yeah,
if they're struggling, try to get out of it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what more they can do to get here. I guess that would be my best way to put it. I mean, you've been one of the top players at every level you've been at in the minor leagues. Are they capable of playing in the big leagues? I don't know. Nobody will till they play here. You know, I mean, somebody said that, oh, they were talking about, like Fuentes. Who Fuentes I don't think is ready. I think he really needs to go play another year. Well, but he only hit 15 home runs. Well, you know, career high for Nolan Arenado in the minor leagues in home runs? 18.
Okay.
You know, guys are learning themselves, learning what they're capable of doing. And you know, George Brett never hit better than 290 in the minor leagues?
Wow. No, I didn't.
The really good hitters sometimes hit better at the big league level. You know why? Because guys throw more strikes. Guys are more predictable because guys know what they're trying to do, particularly in the lower minor league level. As George once said, when I was an A-ball, how was I supposed to figure out what they were doing? They didn't know what they were doing. And so, you know, I'm not saying that that's going to equate for everybody, but you know, when guys put together numbers, they make contact, they hit at that level, to think that they aren't going to get better over time as they go to the next level, I don't think that's realistic. You know, the Rockies are in an interesting situation because basically it's a two-team division. But, you know, just because you go, just because Smoke's been around and bounced around for 6 or 7 years, how many postseasons has he played in?
I think zero.
Yeah. I mean, how many teams has he led to the postseason? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, he's a veteran guy, but do you sign him just because he's a veteran guy? And I, you know, I think when, you know, the Rockies went into the postseason last year, they had 12 homegrown players on their 25-man roster, most of any team in baseball. But the interesting part is the second most was the Yankees with 10.
Huh.
And they also had traded 11 of their prospects for other players that were on their roster.
The Yankees did?
Yeah. So really, I think their prospects accounted for 18 of the players they had on their 25-man postseason roster. If you want to take, you know, multiple players in a trade for a veteran like Stanton. Right?
Would you rather see the Rockies go after, and there aren't, I don't know who they get. I mean, you mentioned Lucroy, he's a free agent, right? Would you rather see him go after a guy like that than Smoke or Murphy?
I'm more worried about their catching than I am in their position.
Right.
Positions. I mean, they have nothing coming in catching, and they have nothing at the big league level in catching. So I would rather see him go sign Lucroy for a couple of years. The other thing is, you know, guys throw salaries around. Well, they have to be careful just how big of a deal and who they sign until they figure out what's going to happen with Arenado. And I don't think, unless they make an agreement or unless they get blown away, I don't think they trade him until after the All-Star break, because I think his value is going to be more at the end of July than at any point in time, because you're going to have a team that feels like he can put them over the hump to win, right? Because they're going to be there. And you don't know who's going to be there till you get to that part of the year. Because, you know, last year the Players Association complained that the A's and the Rays were trying to tank and were looking to finish last so they could have the number one pick. Well, the Rays didn't make the postseason, they only won 90 games, and the A's made the postseason. So to try and sit and say who's going to do what is not realistic, even for ex-players, which is all the Players Association is now, they don't have anybody with any negotiating background.
Tracy, one of our listeners sending us a tweet. Do you have any insight on what happens with Raimel Tapia going forward right now?
I think he's in the mix. I mean,
yeah.
Particularly if they do move Blackman, I think he could get an opportunity because he's more of a center fielder. If he hadn't been such a bad defensive outfielder in left field, he probably would have been here by now. But, you know, as much of a hitter's park as Coors Field is, you cannot afford below-average defensive players because you can't afford to give away bases and runs because there's going to be enough scored without you giving them away. And so I think that there's an understanding that they have to make sure that guys are at least average, preferably above-average defensively.
Trace, LeMahieu, is he gone? Is that just a done deal that they're not talking to him, he won't be back?
Well, I don't think that they'd never take him back, but, you know, it's kind of like last year with Lucroy. They offered Lucroy the first offer was $6 million a year for 3 years for a guy that was 32 coming off the worst year of his career. And his agent said, oh, no, we have to start at 12 for five. And there were two catchers on the market, Lucroy and Iannetta. And Bradish just said, I can't wait till February and have Lucroy the only guy out there holding me up, because that, you know, those are the type of deals that you wind up paying for. Like Arizona, here, great example, Arizona. You know why they get rid of Goldschmidt? You know why they can't re-sign Pollock? Because they owe $105 million the next 3 years to a number three starter named Greinke, who's 35 years old. I mean, how they signed into a six-year contract at the age of 32 for a pitcher, it just makes no sense. Not that big a contract. I mean, that's like over $35 million a year is what they owe him. That's a lot of money. And he's not a guy, I mean, if you have Bumgarner or if you have Kershaw, they're factors on your team. And Greinke's not a negative factor. He's non-existent. He is such an isolationist. He is so kind of a strange type guy. Not a bad guy. Very studious of the game. He can go up into the draft room. He has his own scouting reports on every amateur player. And he'll go up in the draft room and he can sit there and debate who they should take and shouldn't take. But he's not a guy that's going up to the young pitchers. He's not a guy going to the veteran pitchers and talking to them about the game. Paying $35 million a year. And those are the things that get teams trapped. And I think that's part of what you try to avoid. It's not that you're trying to be cheap or you're not trying to pay, but you also don't want to tie your hands up. And you know, the bottom line comes back to it again. How bad do you want Arenado? If you want Arenado, you got to make sure you don't overcommit to somebody just to fill a hole and have that make a difference in being able to sign him.
Always good stuff, Tracy. We appreciate it. We will have to, I don't know when we're going to talk to you. Maybe we can talk to you middle of next week because we are off on Monday. Monty has given us the show off, and then I believe New Year's Eve, I don't think we have a show.
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. We may talk to you New Year's Eve, but we appreciate it.
Does he pay you for those days?
What days? He's on salary. He doesn't have it. You're not a piece
of hours.
He's on salary, but those are paid holidays?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's almost like working for the federal government.
I'm not coming in on Christmas Eve to do this show till 6 o'clock.
Oh, I know. You'll be delivering.
Merry Christmas, Tracy.
Bite me.
I'll see you Thursday.
Yes, I'll see. Yeah, definitely so. Thank you so much for everything, Tracy. Merry Christmas.
See ya.
See you guys.
Bye.
There you go, Tracy Ringles.